Hello there, it's Gareth again with another episode of the Taking Care of Yourself podcast. And we're on to the final element of the care system on this one. We're going to talk about energy. So if you haven't listened to the previous three podcasts on clarity, action and resilience, you really need to, because it's all part of the process. They are delivered to you in that order, these first few podcasts, for a reason. And that is, you understand the system. So let's get into energy. And this is something that I think, if you are a little bit kind of knowledgeable on personal development, it's not something that's that popular or that mentioned when it comes to developing ourselves. We tend to think about personal development a lot to do with mindset, you know, thinking the right way and getting the right kind of way of thinking. But one element I think is missed and not talked about enough is the importance of energy, how we ensure that we have good energy levels. And that generally, you know, you can class it as energy, as, you know, mental energy, emotional energy, but also physical energy. So I think a lot of this is going to be talking today about the power of wellness in our body, well-being, fitness. So, you know, if you're the kind of person that goes, oh, good God, I don't want it about fitness, and I don't want to be, it's all about dieting, I've got to go to the gym. There's an element of that is important. And if you don't recognize that, then you're a little bit naive in the fact that if you think you can go through life with less than good levels of fitness, you're naive, because you will have a problem. And I see this a great deal. And I saw it especially in the world of business, how people could have done so much more with the opportunities they had, but they just didn't have the energy to follow through. And that's why energy is so important, because you will understand something if you've listened to the podcast now. You'll understand the importance of getting clear what you want, the clarity that we need to have in any situation. You'll understand the importance of action and taking consistent action. And if you listen to the last podcast, you'll understand how taking the action at times, it can get tough, so you need to show resilience. And all those things are great, the clarity, the action, the resilience, and then you're left with this situation that if you have got all those things working, but you haven't got the energy to follow through, then you ain't going to achieve anything. And I learned this very much the hard way. My level of fitness back in the day when I used to drink was appalling. I could hardly walk at times, never mind run. So I had no energy to do anything. So I had all these things I wanted to do in my life. I was even willing to take the action. I'm sure I could have been resilient, but I didn't have the energy to follow through on it. So we're going to talk in this one how we develop that energy, because it is very, very important. And my experience of working the care system with other people is this is probably the one that most people have a bit of resistance towards. They don't like the concept of people kind of either criticizing them, and the tech is criticizing, but let's say they don't like positive feedback on their performance when it comes to staying in shape. I think we have to face some kind of simple facts that are obvious to us these days, that we have got a population, certainly in the UK, that's increasingly getting more overweight. I think we have a lot of problems with obesity, and these are problems that are going to only get worse, because the lifestyle we live and the availability of very cheap, very kind of poor quality foods. And when I say poor quality, I'm sure the food's okay, but I'm talking about high sugar, high fat products. They've never been cheaper, they've never been readily available. So we've seen an increase in these problems are caused by obesity. Now, in context of overcoming challenges and achieving goals, you're going to require to put action in. And in order to take action, it's got to be consistent. And you might have done that for a long period of time. And some of the action can be physically hard. It will absolutely be mentally hard at times as well. So we have to make sure we've got the levels of energy in our body to be able to match that. Because let's say you have to do, and let's say you have to work for 5 hours doing something, but you have the energy to work for three, well, you're 2 hours wrong, and that's going to cause problems. So the way I like to look at energy is if you look at a motor car, you can have a beautiful car parked outside your house. That car can be a great engine on it. You know, when it's driving, it drives beautifully. It can be a fast motor car. But if you've got no fuel in the tank, it ain't going to go nowhere. Now, let's assume you have got some fuel in the tank, but it's the wrong kind of fuel, it ain't going to run so well. So if you put diesel in a petrol car or petrol in a diesel car, you're going to have some problems. Well, you're going to take some action. So it's going to get you towards where you want to be. If you follow your sat-nav, you're going to go in the right direction. When you're driving a car, there's every chance you're going to come up against some traffic lights or some slow traffic, so you're going to have to show a bit of patience and resilience, so you have to be resilient. But if you don't have enough fuel to get you to that journey, you're going to break down. No matter how nice the car will break down, it won't get you to that end location. So we'll look at some very simple quick wins today for improving your energy levels. And this is not as scary as it needs to be. I'm not talking yet about you being more fatter and being able to run 10Ks or run marathons or climb mountains. I'm talking about I have the basic levels of energy required to do the things you need to do. Now, from a fitness perspective, I do go to the gym on a regular basis. One of my current goals is to improve my performance at the gym. But the one thing I do a lot of is I walk. I spend a lot of time walking in nature. I love to do that on a weekend. And generally, throughout the summer months, autumn months, and the kind of the spring months, less so in winter, because the weather isn't always supportive. But you'll tend to find me on weekends out walking with my partner Sue, and I love to do that. It really energizes me mentally. I feel really kind of energized when I come out of walking in nature, but also physically it's building up my kind of energy levels in my body. It's making me fitter, it gives me more stamina. In order to do that, I've had to develop a diet and a way of feeding myself that allows that kind of activity to be done. So I'm a little bit careful these days what I do eat, you know. And before you start thinking I'm going to start saying you can't eat anything, you've got to start eating chicken and broccoli and drinking, I don't know, juiced grapefruit and juiced, you shouldn't eat juiced grapefruit, by the way. But you know, I'm kind of drifting a bit here. I'm not going to start telling you what to do to take some extreme diet on. I have found the food that works for me. You will find the food that works for you. But exercise and diet is part of creating energy. So do I eat chocolate cake? Do I eat chocolates and sweets? Yes, very occasionally. I do mean very occasionally, because what I did learn was when I took a lot of sugar into my body, I got very sluggish. I didn't really have the energy in the afternoon required to do the work I needed to do. I mean, performance was impaired by it. So I realized that by not eating properly, I can make myself kind of not work at the right levels I need to be at. You're doing these podcasts, you've got to sit in front of a microphone and talk, which, you know, I think, well, you sat down, you're talking, but I've got to think about this. I've got to try to plan the podcast. You know, I have to try to get the energy right in these, because you know what, me on this thing, on this podcast going, it's Gareth here, and I wanted to talk to you now about having lots of energy in your life, and in order to do that, I think you should. No one's going to listen to that bullshit. Nobody wants it. No, you want to hear that I've got energy, and I have got energy, and this isn't something I put on. This is how I am. I've got good energy because I know how to feed myself and how to exercise. So right now, if you're facing challenges and you know you're going to have to put some efforts in, and maybe the challenge you're facing is around your fitness, maybe it is around your diet, maybe you do want to lose weight, you've got to go back to the basic building blocks of good health, which is, are you getting the right amount of sleep? Are you getting the right amount of water into your body, fluid? Are you getting the right amount of quality and nutrients in vegetables and good quality protein and good quality carbohydrate? And, you know, are you doing some exercise? Are you pushing your body on a regular basis just a little bit out of its comfort zone? Because that's how we develop stamina. So these are the kind of elements we're going to talk about in this podcast. And we're going to start off by looking at sleep. Most people don't sleep well enough. And I think they don't sleep well enough because the modern world we live in has a lot of distractions in it. And especially when it comes to kind of devices. I mean, right now I am sat on at a desk. I've got a computer in front of me. There's a camera which isn't a video camera which isn't on, but I'm talking to a microphone. I've got two telephones. There's an iPad. Goodness me, there's technology everywhere. And all that technology is kind of giving me input on a regular basis. Now, if you are looking at these devices right up to going to bed on the night and then getting into bed, your mind's active. And your mind, like anything else, sometimes needs to calm down before it'll shut down. So before you can go to sleep, you've then got to think, oh, I've got all these devices. How many of us keep a phone at the side of the bed? I know I do. You know, how many times do you wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh, I want to check football score from last night or what's happening in the news? If we're not getting the right amount of sleep, we're going to have problems. So if you have got a problem with sleep, if you haven't got a problem with sleep and you're sleeping well and you're getting 7-8 hours and you feel refreshed in the morning, even if you're using your devices, then I suppose your sleep isn't a problem. But if you're struggling with sleep, you've got to get on top of that. There are ways you can adapt your kind of nighttime routine to encourage sleep. The one thing that I think I have found useful in the past is having a nice warm bath, maybe listening to some nice quiet music, not watching the telly. I don't have a telly in the house, to be honest. I don't have a telly in my house. I have a monitor upstairs that me and Sue can watch a film on occasionally if we want to via the internet, but we don't watch telly on a regular basis. I will tend to listen to music more. And certainly gentle music before you go to bed in the night, a warm bath, maybe some kind of soothing drink. Not coffee. Coffee will keep you awake, but maybe some kind of warm herbal tea. Before you start thinking I'm sounding like some kind of hippie, listen, I only talk about stuff I know that works. And I am the most unhippiest person you've ever met. But let me tell you, a cup of calamine tea every now and again, you know, has got me to sleep on more occasions than anything else. So we've got to get some good sleep. So be looking at that. Secondly, when you are waking up on a morning, make sure the first thing you take into your body in the morning is water. I'm recording this podcast, it's quite early, it's only 7:15 and I have been up quite some time. But next to me here, you can hear that. That is my water bottle with some ice in it and some cool water. I take water in first thing in the morning. Being properly hydrated is essential. For me, you start off with that. If you're not drinking 8 glasses of water a day, you need to start doing that immediately because that will make a massive impact. It will have a huge positive impact on your energy levels if you're not doing that. I am a great believer in just drink clean water, maybe with a little bit of lemon juice in it occasionally, but I don't like flavoured waters that you buy from the shops. There's things in that I don't like. I also don't think you need to be drinking 8, 10, 12 cups of coffee a day. I avoid coffee. Occasionally I'll have a cup of tea, occasionally maybe a coffee if I'm on holiday or going out for maybe a day and I have a coffee in a shop. But mainly my fuel as far as fluids concerned is water, plain water. Then you've got to start thinking about the food you're eating. Are you taking on good quality protein in the form of, if you do eat meat, are you taking on good quality fish, chicken? Red meat, I think limited amounts, but not lots and lots of fat fried food is what you're trying to avoid. So good quality protein in the form of meat and vegetables, you know. There's a really simple way of looking at diet, and that is, do you need to look at the packet to know what's in it? Because, you know, you look at the packet to tell you what's in an apple. An apple's an apple. A piece of chicken is a piece of chicken. Some broccoli and green beans are broccoli and green beans. If you have to start looking at the side of a packet to tell you what's in that thing, I have to question whether that's actually going in my body. Especially when there's shit in there, I don't even know what it is. You know, E this, E that, the other, emulsifiers, gum, you know, textured this, textured that. We have to be more mindful of what we are fueling our body with. Because back to the car example, you're putting shit fuel into a car, it's going to run badly. Put good fuel into a car, it'll run smoothly. So make sure you are getting good sleep, you're drinking plenty of water, 8 glasses of water a day, and you're eating the right kind of food, and you're getting food on a regular basis, quality food, you're going to start to improve your energy levels. If you're not currently doing that, you'll see a massive impact. If you are currently living that way, then your energy levels will be improved by doing the final bit of what I'm going to talk about, which is exercise. Gentle exercise is where you start if you're not used to it. Do not push yourself too hard. Don't go from, you know, never doing any exercise into then trying to run 5 and 6 miles. It will hurt you. It will damage you. We've talked about this before on the podcast. You don't want to push too hard too fast. You want consistency. And if you have never done any exercise and you want to know where to start by walking. Unless you're not physically able, and I'm sure some people are not able to walk that comfortably or maybe cannot walk for reasons. But let's assume most of you can. Simply walking, getting outside with a pair of decent shoes and just having a walk. Walk for 20 minutes, walk for half an hour. Don't worry about running to start with. Just start moving. Look at the way we go as children. We start off, we can't walk, we crawl. Then we crawl, then we walk slowly. Then we walk slowly, eventually we run. So first start to learn to walk, then start to learn to run. You know, they're nature's rules, not mine. So that's it. If you start to look at these components, making sure you get the right sleep, the right hydration in water, the right quality food, and we're doing the exercise, we're going to start to improve our energy levels and have more stamina. And that means then all the stuff you need to do to overcome your challenges or achieve your goals, you're going to have the energy to do that. So important is this energy piece. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll tend to see, and especially Facebook, my personal page especially, it's all about when I'm out walking, because I have got a fairly active lifestyle, but it was not always that way. So you can look at me and say, oh, it's easy for him. Well, it wasn't always easy for me. I was overweight. I was 2 stone heavier this time 12 months ago than I am now. I was not as fit 12 months ago as I am now. And this is something I can absolutely tell you with certainty. In 12 months' time, I'll be healthier than I am now. I may not be 2 stone light. I don't need to lose the weight, but I will be more toned. I will have more stamina because that's part of my routine now. It's an important part of my routine because I know the work I'm currently doing, it's taking some resilience to keep going. I can show that. And I've got lots of action I'm taking. I'm clear where I want to be. But my energy levels still need improving because I do still find times when I think I could have just done an extra hour there, or I could have just done to feel a little bit more kind of energized in that situation. So I'm always looking to improve my overall fitness levels through questioning what I'm eating, finding new things I can put into my body that will improve that. So just recently, you know, Sue and me have tried some vegan eating. And, you know, and that's for no reasons of kind of, I have no issue with eating meat, but I wanted to try it from a health perspective. I found that some good things out of that, some not so good things out of that. I tend to be, personally for me, knowing my body style and how my body works, I don't take a lot of carbohydrate, I don't eat a lot of bread, because that makes me feel quite sluggish, but rice and carbohydrate in rice, that makes me feel good. So it's about learning what works for you, and I can assure you there will be a lot of talk in this podcast about energy and fitness, because it's such an essential part, not just of achieving goals or overcoming challenges, it's actually an essential part of life. Because you will have a very, very poor experience of life if you have bad health. And in a lot of cases, the health you have is down to you. It's down to the work you do. It's down to what you eat, what you drink. You can control a lot more of your health and well-being than you probably give yourself credit for. And if you're completely honest, I'm sure you know that. We all know that the person that decides every day to eat takeaway food, kebabs, pizzas, fried food, burgers, doesn't drink water, just drinking sugary drinks, you know, the person who excessively drinks and who smokes, you know, we know these people don't live healthy lives, because how can you? How can you expect this wonderful gift we have, this body, this fantastic machine being given, how do we expect it to run effectively when we're putting garbage into it? So that's where we are. Energy is important, not just so you look great in your Speedos. That's nothing to do with that. You know, that's a byproduct of being in shape. You need the energy levels to be able to deal with the challenges in life and overcome those challenges, and also to achieve those goals you want to achieve. And if you can understand that, then it makes the food choices different. I don't like the word diet. You're not looking to develop a diet here. You're not looking to develop a fitness regime. You're looking to develop a healthier lifestyle. Everything's lifestyle. So once it becomes a habit to you, and you know, if we do it consistently, it does become a habit. Once we consistently get into the habit of sleeping better, understanding how that works, how we can improve our sleep, understanding how to drink more water and how that works, and how to eat better food and to keep make choices better there, and then look at how we work with our exercise. It's not something that you have to think about. It becomes automatic. So it was not, I didn't have to make a decision this morning to wake up and drink my water. I do that anyway. It's habitual now. And after I finish this particular podcast, it will be approaching 7 a.m. in the morning. I'll be tiptoeing out to the gym to do some work down there, because it's become a habit now. So I hope that makes sense around energy. Now, if you've listened to all the previous podcasts, you will understand that the care system, you've got the basic components in place. You understand the importance of clarity and why it's important to know where you are, where you want to be, and why you want to be there. It's also, we've talked about action, how taking consistent action and working out what action we can take and developing action, how that's important towards achieving your goals, overcoming your challenges. We talked about resilience. It's going to get tough. It will always get tough. Whatever you're doing, it'll get tough. We talked about the last podcast. And right now, you know, the final bit of the care system, the energy, why that's so important. Because without the energy, nothing else is possible. So you now are fully armed with all the components of the care system. So what I will be doing now in the upcoming podcast is talking more about how we develop these areas, talking to people who have developed those areas themselves, now it's shown up in their life. I will make the podcast relevant to any form of life, whether you're a business person, whether you're doing this to improve something in your personal life, it doesn't matter. The care system and using these principles works in anything. So there's going to be some interesting mix of who I talk to, what I talk about. So if you liked what you've heard so far, I hope you've subscribed. And, you know, I say this after every podcast, but I'll say it again to remind you that if you do want to talk about any part of this care system, or you want to discuss how it might show up in your life, you know, you can get me through my website, garethboot.com. You can also find me on Facebook. The Facebook page is live now. There's nothing on it yet, but it's live. If you go looking for Gareth Boot, Taking Care of Yourself, you find a page and you can kind of connect with me on there. There's a lot of ways you can get involved. And if you do want to kind of look a little bit more about my kind of fitness and what I do, I'll be putting a lot more stuff around that onto Instagram. So as far as energy element of the podcast is concerned, that'll be covered off with a lot of stuff on Instagram. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with me. And if you do feel you've got a story you want to tell about how you improved your energy levels, or something you'd like to share with people about how to improve their energy levels, very happy to have you on here. There's ways we can interview you for these podcasts, even if you're at the other side of the world. So exciting times for me personally. Thank you for listening. I don't take the fact you give your time to listen to my talking, I don't take that lightly. I really appreciate that. And I hope that this stuff I'm talking about and I am going to talk about will help you improve some element of your life. And hopefully if I help you improve yours, you will repair that by helping other people improve theirs. And who knows, if we did that often enough, we might make a bit of a difference to the communities, and the planet around us. So that's it. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I will speak to you again shortly in another one. And until then, you take care.